All right, audio listener, I will keep this short and sweet. I'd like to have a couple of words with you, by God. We'll be playing Gay or Slay and discussing our favorite Scar stories on Mugglo. If you're not a member, I would encourage it. But if you don't, all I ask is you're listening on audio, whether it's Spotify, whether it's Apple, whether it's Android, just leave a rating if you can leave a review. That helps with the algorithm. And as long as you do that, we can still keep giving you free stuff because I know it's Christmas and you're a cheapskate. Just consider it a stocking, just a stuffer for the stocking.
Now, as you can probably guess, Mr. Coffee here is most certainly going to fry. And that's only because we outlawed hanging but 6 years ago. But he'll still get to enjoy his last meal of his favorite chowder on this mug, or from this mug, louderwithcrowder.com/mugclub. He likes it for as much longer as he has.
CrowderShop.com!
That's a good charge up sip.
Yeah,
for hunting pedophiles.
Oh, jeez,
we're on the hunt.
Can we talk about that
paintball?
Going to be out in the
no.
Bullets for pedophiles for child rapists.
I tried to help you.
Can
out.
I not say that?
I'm not sure.
Wait, how are you helping me by softening my hatred for pedophiles?
Well, it was air quoted paintball.
Are you a MAP sympathist?
No.
Who's going pedo hunting? We's going pedo.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I don't even wear the camouflage. I want them to.
I want
the last thing they see to be this guy.
I wear a pinwheel hat and short shorts.
Yes. Yeah. We'll I just go out dressed like the Ricola guy in lederhosen, going you're a lady. So. We have a lot to talk about today. The Omicron variant is now it's leading to lockdowns.
So scary. Oh.
In Germany, lockdowns for the unvaccinated going door to door. You'd think they'd be more self-aware, but
no.
Putting up walls.
More important than that, we've written about this at the website. You can go read the article at loudofcutter.com. The entire report from the CIA, just to be clear, this is not a conspiracy. There have been at least 10 documented cases of child sexual assault, including as young as 2 and 6 years old, along with a lot of other troubling revelations from the CIA, and there will be no prosecution whatsoever. None. So this is my question to you. We're going to be talking about this, but when people are mad about Americans losing faith in their institutions, you know, I've said this before, actually comedy is similar to punishment in a society, in that people's reaction is generally commensurate with the helplessness of the target. So if you're telling a joke, people go, oh, wait a second, you're telling a joke about a Make-A-Wish kid. Okay, this we don't know if we're going to go with you here. Same thing with gang-on-gang violence. People say, okay, well, gang-on-gang violence, a little different. They're both shooting at each other. However, a child who is the victim of a sexual predator who is raped, the victim of sexual assault, everyone is on board with the harshest punishment possible. However, what do you do when the people in charge of prosecuting and administering punishment are the people committing these crimes? That's what's happening with the CIA right now. This is not a conspiracy. You can read the entire report. I want to be clear. It's evil, evil stuff, and I want to spend some time with it. So outside of that, we'll also be talking about Cuomo.
That's right.
I don't want to kick a guy while he's down, so I'd rather just pivot to Stelter, who, like I've said, is definitely angling for that 9 p.m.
Oh,
slot.
He wants it.
He's easy to catch, too.
It's his chance when I wish upon a donut. All right, before that, we have Gerald A. here. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm doing all right.
Nice.
Yeah, you know,
that's
I'm
good.
Okay.
We need like a special like pedo change my mind shirt.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
You going to die.
Death penalty. You going to die for pedophiles. Change my mind, and people would just walk past, and be like,
"I'm not going to change." Yeah, you'd be sitting at that booth by yourself all day.
The greatest security threat would be getting catcalled. Just,
Well, I agree with that.
You'd get to meet Kevin Spacey.
Yes, exactly. Come on. Hey, listen, don't you know the harm you're doing? Destigmatize maps. I didn't write the rules. I just play by them. Stop it. Quarter black or not at all black,
Garrett. Hey, I'm just some totally white guy here.
Yes, that's according
totally
to your
totally white guy white here. Guy.
Well, the man bun doesn't help. How are you?
You know, I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Good. No sickle cell?
I'm feeling good. No sickle cell. Not
nice.
Today, at least.
Okay, well, that's good. Well,
but
you know what?
Day's not over.
We don't need you leaving to St. Jude's because we do not have comp for that long. And
no.
He is going to be performing January 15th in Redding, California at the Civic Auditorium. The quickest man on his feet that I know, Dave Landau. How are you?
Ahoy. I'm good. How about you?
Well, I'm good. I feel bad that you're going to have to be in California again.
Well, we got a lot of fans there.
Yeah.
Because they're tired of
that
all the, I'm going to say it, BS.
Oh, geez.
Oh,
hey. All right, guys.
Settle down,
if you
Dave.
May. And
if
you may.
I may. All
throw
right.
In the heat.
And before I move on, look, this is important. Is our last show next Tuesday? Or the Tuesday after?
Tuesday after.
Tuesday after. Our last show is the Tuesday after next, and that show is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be 4 hours of wholesome Santa Claus with children live broadcast. I think you can maybe guess who will be portraying Santa Claus, but we have kids where we'll be giving them finding some needy families in the Texas area, and the parents are going to be giving us all this information on the children so that we can make it a magical experience.
Yeah.
So that's our last show on that Tuesday, but if you do not see this show, and we don't let you know when our last show is, like two Tuesdays from now, make sure you just go to Rumble or Mug Club. We are available Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern. We have no idea how long we'll be available on YouTube, especially as we tear apart this narrative of the mildly annoying Omicron variant.
Yeah.
Seriously. We're now at the point where it's all cases that we have thus far have been very mild, fatigue, and, you know, sniffles. Well, that's me every day. That's me every... The Zyrtec doesn't get rid of those two symptoms. We're going to shut... We're going to ask people for their papers. We're going to have vaccine passports for that now. It's not about your health anymore. It's about control. I think we all know that. Before we get to any of that, I haven't seen this.
You have not seen this, no.
No, none of us
This
have.
Is from... Explain it, Quarter Black Garrett.
The
old gaze of TikTok.
Old gaze... On TikTok.
What?
That's their name. That's their
channel?
That's
and
their
they're really
name.
Getting into, apparently, the holiday spirit.
Yeah.
Have you seen
this?
Okay.
I've not seen this.
All right.
The three of us have not.
Let's see it.
I have not seen it. Hey, they're having good fun. Oh,
yeah. Oh, no. Where is this going?
What a bright time is the right time
to rock the night away.
Okay.
Jingle bell time is the swell time to go riding in a one-horse sleigh.
I love how there's one ripped old guy who's clearly on growth hormone.
All right.
I did not expect that voice out of that old black man.
I didn't either.
No, I expected
it to be
a little,
most talented.
I don't know, like a CeeLo Green effect, you know?
Maybe a little deeper.
What a bright time, it's a light time. It's like, whoa, a black Ethel Merman?
It's probably the least weird thing happening on the streets of L.A. in that moment anyway.
Yeah.
That black guy's just running down the streets in a German Kaiser helmet going, clang, 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 went the trolley.
Ding, 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 went my bell.
They're like, do we need a permit for this? No, this is just a Tuesday.
I have no problem. Honestly, the funny thing is, that is positively tame.
It was fine.
Yeah. I guarantee if you sent that old gay black man, were there two? There was one black guy.
One black guy.
Token gay black guy in the outfit.
Token
gay Mrs. Claus.
Yeah.
If you sent them to the BuzzFeed homepage, you'd be like, well, that's a little severe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was tasteful.
Yeah, it was.
That's what I like to call it.
Yes.
Tasteful.
Was that one guy's? It was his final wish, that Santa. He looked a little thin.
Yeah,
so,
yes. This might be his
this
last.
This is like,
Christmas.
Can we dance in the street?
Here's my grown up list. My grown up Christmas list. It's Lyle. Wish granted. Oh.
I mean, let's be honest. They survived the 80s. That's pretty impressive.
That is pretty impressive.
Yeah. Fauci's
good
back to
him,
get
man.
Him again, though. So,
how long do you think it took to edit out Stelter from that?
Oh,
he was just on the side. No, guys, you got to do it like this.
He couldn't keep up with the aerobics.
They get ILM and paint him out.
I'll sing harmony. What a bright time. Oh, boy.
Woo-hoo.
I'm going to need to get in shape if I'm taking over Cuomo's 9 p.m. slot.
Oh, oxygen.
Super straight.
Wrecked him. Damn near killed him.
So, and we'll get to more CIA here. Chris Cuomo was fired from CNN now. Not put on temporary leave.
Are we sad about this or good?
Fredo.
According to the victim's attorney, Deborah Katz, this may involve sexual misconduct.
Yeah.
That's the reason for him being fired. So look, I know he lied a lot.
Fredo got whacked.
But here's the thing. I really, you know, I'm uncomfortable with kicking a guy while he's down.
Really?
Yes, really, I am.
Even in this case?
Yeah, I absolutely am. And so instead, I would rather punch the inflatable stelter that boom and comes back up.
That is true. Yeah.
Because like I said before, I said, watch for it. He is going to throw Chris Cuomo under the bus.
Yeah.
And he wants that slot. Well, Brian Stelter weighed in.
Now, there is one part of the statement, Jim, that we don't know anything about. Just to be completely transparent with the audience, it says there's additional information that also came to light sometime this week. We don't know what that is. I've asked. There's no answers coming on what that could be. What we do know is that Cuomo was terminated earlier today.
And Brian, do we know when this new information might be brought out to the public and we'll have a sense as to what this additional information was?
And I don't know actually if it ever will. I think that's very much unclear. I think this may be a situation, Jim, just drawing on my years as a media reporter, I think this may be a situation where it was death by a thousand cuts.
Yes, death by a thousand cuts, as opposed to Stelter's upcoming biopic, Death by a Thousand Pizzas.
Let us pray in silence.
One good tree climbing Thomas J. His face hurts. And where is his glasses? He can't see without his glasses. Put his glasses on. Put on his glasses.
Must have been a lot of bees.
Yes.
He needs his glasses.
I thought it'd be death by a thousand something else that starts with P.
Yes. Paninis.
Yes, paninis.
Yes.
Death big, by a thousand subs.
Big 12-inch paninis.
Yes, hoagies.
Big black 12-inch paninis.
Whoa.
Hey, you know what? You know what? Honestly, though, people will get mad at this. Screw that guy, Stelter. I mean, we all have to get have to get on a treadmill and diet. I can hear him growing. This is your job, to be on camera, for crying out loud. Every time I see him, he's larger.
It's pretty bad. I thought he was going to be a bigger fan of the sausage. Though,
Gets the old meat lovers.
Oh, you'd love a meat lover's pizza just without the pizza.
Yeah.
I thought the pepperoni was going to be on the eyes to pay the boatman, though.
Yeah,
so.
you just close his eyes and, like, coins you put on pepperoni.
Yes. By the way, Anna Chlumsky in the My Girl thing, I just realized she's really dressed down for her best friend's funeral.
She really is.
Really a low-rent piece of trash.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, she chose, what, were sweatpants not available?
Yeah, it's great. It's only your best friend that you got killed by bees.
Yeah. You were the one who killed him.
Maybe bring his glasses. You knew he wasn't going to have them.
By the way, he was looking a little sickly, and you did Blood Brothers with a tin can. You might want to get yourself checked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right, yeah.
Because the good son probably did not have a good blood profile.
No.
Yeah.
Little hemoglobin being off there.
Have you seen him now? You don't want to?
No. I have seen him, but you don't want to be him.
You don't want to share a needle.
If you have to, you know what? Comment below. You have to be Macaulay Culkin circa today or Brian Stelter for the rest of your life. It's a Freaky Friday situation. It's a tough one. Who do you pick?
Is there a gun involved anywhere? Culkin.
He's cleaned up.
Yeah, and he's looking okay now.
He's got painted nails.
He's a cool guy.
Weird, but I don't know. Yeah.
He's got brothers that are in decent movies.
Yeah. I assume it's because of drugs, though, that he's so
thin
and wiry. Yeah.
Well, then maybe Stelter should try himself some coke.
If Stelter's a bulldog, Macaulay Culkin's like an old Airedale Terrier.
Yeah. That guy could use a heroin addiction.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we swap?
I'm sorry, am I allowed to say that?
Hey, doesn't Stelter work in media? Can someone get that guy some Colombian gold? Yeah. Maybe.
I thought that was standard
That's
issue.
An appetite.
Maybe
suppressant.
A tapeworm or something?
I mean, I feel like he hangs out at a lot of bars where there's drugs available.
Can someone just bottle up some Mexican tap water, put it in an Evian bottle, and serve it to him? Yeah.
Like his quarterly treatment.
Yeah. All right. So here's another thing. Santa Inc. is this new show on HBO with Seth Rogen and Sarah Silverman. Have you watched this at all?
I didn't know. No.
Santa! Yeah. So they're ramping up their efforts on Christmas here, and this is Santa Inc. It has the lowest audience score that I've ever seen on Rotten Tomatoes, 3%.
Oh, wow.
No critic scores yet because they just said, well, we just can't compete. And then I do have, look.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Our work is done for us. They already gave it 3.
I watched 4 episodes. So before we get to that, let's watch the trailer. A lot of people are upset about it. Of course, Seth Rogen and Sarah Silverman are saying the only reason people are upset is that they are white supremacists.
Oh, boy.
One does. That's just because my comedy's gotten really lazy since the pandemic. Nobody wants to watch a 50-year-old dude smoke weed. No, it's true. Yeah, I'm depressed about it.
Again.
So let's watch the trailer now and see why everyone is upset with these folks in Hollywood taking aim at Christmas.
When you're a kid, there's only one day a year more special than any other day, and that day is Christmas. And we are the magic behind that day. So let's get these f***ing kids some f***ing presents.
Oh, going the Avenue Q angle.
Kids movie.
Say F word. Laugh, laughs. Man in snow biz. Good golly, he's jolly. Our
own Santa Claus. Hey, Merry Christmas. Whoa, you're on my naughty list.
Good news, sir. More American kids believe in you than they do in vaccines or the Holocaust.
That's great. I mean, disheartening for America, but great for us.
Oh, wise advice from a Canadian.
I'm here from the North Pole Times. Have you decided who will succeed you as Santa Claus?
Subtext, Santa's old and knocking on death's door. You. Good question. I'll give it some serious thought. Ha ha ho ho ho. Bye.
There have been many Santa Clauses throughout history. Some were loved, others loathed. But the position of Santa has mostly been a white man's game.
Oh boy.
Exactly. Yes. It's crazy. Things have got to change.
No, they don't.
It's not crazy.
You're purple.
If I die, get rid of my porn!
What? I want to be the next Santa. If this is your dream, you have to at least make your case, bitch.
You got to get intimate with that jolly bitch.
I know you're right, but do you really have to call me bitch every time you say something?
Yes, bitch, because it's empowering to call you bitch, bitch.
Oh. Let's I would hunt that deer.
Yes. Santa and the boar. I wouldn't even hunt it. I'd run it over with my car. White.
They play golf and leave it alive.
Yeah.
Smoke cigars. Say things like, "Don't ever marry your mistress."
Just so you know, the women of the North Pole make fun of one of
I
your.
I don't even get these jokes.
Have fun wondering whose it is.
Maybe I'm just stupid, but I don't get these jokes.
Go out with these guys. You know, shoot the shit, do shots, shoot shots of shit.
Aw, it's my favorite Christmas song.
It is a great song.
Can she really be the face of Christmas?
This is where there's a mismatch between the enthusiasm of the song and the boring content on screen.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll be named successor, die trying.
Well, option
this is
B.
A show. This isn't a movie.
Yeah, it's,
you can
it's
get
an
rid
eight.
Of.
Christmas.
In 2 hours, this is full on a show.
Ass night.
What?
Oh, what?
Sorry, no, you go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You
no,
go
I'm
ahead.
Just saying, what's the plot?
It's the plot is she wants to be the new Santa because, unfortunately, old white men have played Santa, and that needs to change.
Mm. Just wanted to see.
Yeah.
So now a little Jewish elf.
I hope I've briefed you.
You have. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure I had that correct, and I don't know. I started getting a migraine.
Yeah. Well, the comments have been turned off on the trailer, so that's a really good sign.
Yeah. Yeah. and you can't see the dislikes.
Yeah,
so.
And just keep in mind, this is the reason on YouTube dislikes are no longer publicly available. Hey, you don't see any independent content creators saying, do away with the dislikes. It's HBO. It's ABC. Yeah. It's Viacom. It's NBC Universal. By the way, people we've all been in some sort of litigation with at some point in time, just to be clear, it gives us a leg up because we have the power of you right now watching, just like Snopes having to refact check their fact check and the fact and the check and the fact that's
speaking
fact
of that,
check.
Smash the like button.
Smash the like button if you're watching to let us know that you'll go over there and, smash the dislike button. Yeah. Here's the thing. They get to see
fun.
It. Yeah. They get to see it. Yeah. We don't get to see it publicly. But deep down, they know.
It's a message straight to them.
And this is my issue with it. Look, first off, I don't know why everything has to be you're a comedian.
Yeah.
I'm a comedian. I understand that being subversive, that taking topics and sort of switching them around. Why do we have to do that with something that's designed to be wholesome for kids with Christmas? And look, let me just sort of present a hypothetical situation here, if I may. The reason this rubs people the wrong way is, first off, when you watch this, I've watched 4 episodes. They revile Christmas. The disdain for Christmas is very, very clear. It's not done with love. It's not done with a wink and a nod. If you look at the classics that people love, A Christmas Story, very funny.
Yeah.
You look
a at Silent Christmas, Night, Deadly Night.
Yes, precisely. Black Christmas. Krampus. No, but Christmas Vacation, these are still funny films.
Christmas Vacation is getting a re-release.
But it's a love letter to Christmas.
Yeah.
But look, these... Okay, How would you feel, what would you think, if a bunch of Gentiles made a film about Hanukkah and took a steaming dump on everything that it was? You think that would go over well? These are people who know nothing about Christmas, who don't celebrate Christmas. Sarah Silverman, Seth Rogen, and by the way, he co-produces with Evan Goldberg, this guy who did Pineapple Express and I don't know, Sausage Party. His big claim to fame is knowing Seth Rogen in high school. Well, by the way, his wife writes an episode of this series. So it's like, hey, I know Seth Rogen from high school. Hey, sweetheart, you can be a professional comedy writer. And HBO just said, sounds great. Signed off on it.
Yeah.
Good to go.
This is the incestuous, it's such an incestuous gene pool in Hollywood. It's almost the CIA or royal family.
Well, and I think they totally missed about like 3%, obviously, right? What we want is more stuff like Home Alone and Christmas Vacation. Like, we want stuff that throws back to a time when we didn't have to worry about you trying to say Santa has to be non-white. Santa
and not a remake.
Non-male.
Even think
exactly,
about, like,
not just a remake, not something lazy, but something fun. Like, something that is like, I don't want the woke crap that I have to deal with in every other part of my life. Please give
think
me something.
Think about this. Bad Santa. It's a raunchy movie.
Exactly.
It's an adult movie. It's a funny movie. But it still has reverence for
and it
Christmas
has heart.
And the whole idea. And it has heart. This has no heart. This
right.
is just
it's
malice
so lazy.
And evil.
It's Scrooged like, is a very dark... You know,
yes,
hey, comment. You guys let
dark.
Me know.
Yeah.
I've experienced that most women don't like Scrooge because they find it a little bit dark. My wife doesn't.
It's pretty dark.
A lot of women are like, that's not, but I know a lot of guys like it. That's my favorite, Scrooge. I would have to put that right up there. If
it's
not number one, it's interchangeable, but that's pretty dark.
That and Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
Definitely mine.
Mine would be that, and mine would be Christmas Story.
That's not
I disagree,
list.
But.
Well, that's okay. You can be wrong.
I'd rather watch this thing.
Definitely Die Hard.
No, than a Christmas kidding. Story?
No, I'd rather watch my favorite aunt.
Hey, you know
die.
What you better watch? Your tongue.
Your
watch your
aunt
mouth.
Die day.
What you're about to cross some lines.
Well, I had to
I visited the Christmas Story Museum in Indiana.
Well, that's your
it was right next to the Dillinger Escape Museum and they were both basically just two picture frames and a lamp.
Well, there's you can sense. Actually go to the house in Cleveland.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to bother those.
You don't want to go in that neighborhood.
No.
It's
wait,
like,
it's
oh, look
Cleveland?
At the story. Wrong.
The house is in Cleveland, but it took
in
place
Cleveland.
In Indiana.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying I didn't know it was Cleveland.
Yeah, it's in Cleveland.
All
right, we're gonna.
Well, now you know. So plan your big trip.
Yes.
That's why I lived there. That's one stop I didn't.
Yeah,
have.
Yeah, try and plan your big trip between visits to Branson.
Yeah, you lived in the Christmas Story house.
I did, pretty much. It was an Airbnb.
That's how you shut your tooth out. By the way, you can follow us on Instagram, too, just so you know, where we do non-YouTube stuff for as long as they allow me to be there.
Right.
We'll
not
have
long.
Some contests going on there.
Ooh.
So Germany right now has just imposed. Well, you know what? First off, can we show the New York clip? So New York City just announced de Blasio this morning in New York City that they are now imposing. What are they doing? Is it passports for all unvaccinated in New York City?
It's
for unvaccinated?
For all on, yeah, let's show the clip from Mayor de Blasio.
Yeah.
You guys have that?
He says it.
Okay, let's bring up the clip from Mayor de Blasio.
We in New York City have decided to use a preemptive strike to really do something bold to stop the further growth of COVID and the dangers it's causing to all of us. So as of today, we're going to announce a first in the nation measure. Our health commissioner will announce
a vaccine mandate
for private sector employers across the board.
Public
all
and private
sector employers.
I thought it was only
going to
be 100 employees or more, remember?
By this vaccine mandate as of December 27th. We're going to name some
gosh.
Other measures as well to really focus on maximizing vaccination quickly so we can get ahead of Omicron and all the other challenges we're facing right now.
Yeah. And what's really scary about that, and we'll go back to the Omicron variant in a second, but think about this. Kids 5 to 11.
Yeah.
Have to have at least one shot to enter business.
No, no, absolutely go fuck yourself. I am so sorry for saying that.
Ooh, but
it's spicy.
Listen, I apologize right now. That's evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
You want to clean up the city? Tell him to have his daughter stop riding the train with her coochie out.
Yeah. What's up?
And while they're at it, clean up Gerald's mouth.
I know, right? It was a visceral reaction.
Someone get him the double mint twins in here.
I apologize.
No, you're absolutely right. That is absolutely evil.
Not for the
forcing
for the
children.
Word.
You are forcing children to be that. This is not science. And by the way, this is all done under the guise of what? The Omicron variant. The Omicron variant.
Yeah.
The Omicron variant. We have to be afraid of the Omicron variant.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You're not following the science. So this is New York now, but they're following the lead of places like, let me just clarify one thing here. This is why it matters when we point to Europe or we point to Australia. Do you doubt for a second? Genuine question. You guys can comment. Do you doubt for a second that if there weren't Republicans or conservatives or liberty-loving Americans standing in the way that Democrats right now in this country wouldn't have us do exactly what Europe and Australia has done. If they had their way, unfettered, Europe would be us. We would be Australia. Do you doubt that for a second? I just want to make that clear, because guess what they're doing in Germany?
Well, they're doing
They act up again. Those Germans, better keep your eye on those folks. Now they're imposing major restrictions on anyone in their population who's unvaccinated. I think we have a clip of Prime Minister Porkrine Merkel. Hmm.
Wir werden bundesweit einen Zugang zu Einrichtungen und Veranstaltungen der Kultur- und Freizeitgestaltung unabhängig von der Inzidenz nur für Geimpfte und Genesene. Es kann ergänzend auch ein Test noch einmal 2G plus genannt gefordert werden. Die 2G-Regeln werden auch auf den Einzelhandel ausgeweitet.
G2 rules will be extended to the retail sector,
sind die Geschäfte
with the exception of shops selling everyday needs. So, some other new German guidelines include, for people who are listening on audio, we had subtitles
a
there.
A train ride.
Unvaccinated people shower. Will be limited to meetings with their own household and only two other people. You will not ask questions. Night. And we actually have some disturbing footage, of course. There are people, this isn't the first time, of German authorities going door to door looking for the unvaccinated. Well, I guess we can't blame him. It's just the Germans preserving their traditions and culture.
I guess so.
Well, they had to get one shot or the other.
Yep. 6 million unvaccinated, just to be...
I think they'll say 6 million, but we both know it'll be closer to 600,000.
I don't know what that means.
I don't agree with that.
Just stop.
I think we know.
Nine! So we joke about this, but here, I spoke about this with Dr. Jordan Peterson. The Nazis, keep in mind, they didn't just come in and say, look, we are going to go door to door because we don't... Yeah. Hey, everybody, we don't like Jews.
Right?
No.
If you have the problem with the Jews, people didn't say, oh, yeah, let's get rid of them. That's not how it happened. What did they do? They began to drive a wedge through a multitude of ways, of course, but a big one. They've always used infectious diseases to other people.
Yep.
And I don't mean other people and that you don't provide a racially segregated safe space at Mizzou. I mean othering people in the sense that you make them seem dirty, filthy, subhuman, people who should not be a part of society. The Nazis did label Jews disease with typhus, lice, all of this as an excuse to go door to door and persecute them and create ghettos. A huge precursor was, we can't stop the fact that they're dirty. The Judens are dirty. Do you want to get dirty like the Juden?
Right. No. So one of the things they did, they dehumanized them and they said they are not doing their part for Germany. Listen to this. This might sound familiar. They are the reason that our economy is not recovering as fast as it could.
Yep.
Right. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Do you understand why that freaks us out when we hear the government saying, oh, it's the unvaccinated? If it weren't for them.
You're talking about the Jews.
Right. Yeah. There's
the reason the economy is not recovering?
Well, that's what your guy said.
Right. But you're saying
Charlie Chaplin.
What are they saying now?
Well, it's pretty much we stole your line.
Well, who's we? What line?
Well, the United States stole your line. We just replaced Jews with unvaccinated.
Wait. So the Jews now in the United States are the reason for no economic recovery?
You see, I think you're hearing what you want to hear.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but that's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying? Why is the economy in the scheißen?
It's because of the unvaccinated, according to the U.S. government.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I understand. So now we're saying unvaccinated. Wink, wink.
No.
Juden?
No, yeah. Not.
Juden? No.
Jews. I think he means Juden.
That's not. That's
it appears that no Jews have been vaccinated.
Well, I understand where Gerald is coming from, Mr. Blonde Hair, Blue Eyes. Yes, it's unvaccinated. That's right.
No. That
Hugo
is not
Boss
what I said.
Do you have some unvaccinated in your attic? Just wait till they come down, dip their pinky in a bowl of porridge.
You are not listening.
Mm-mm. It's always. Jesus.
Oh, yes, the diary of Anne Vaccinated.
Nazi fags.
You see, I thought this was going to go differently.
How many unvaccinated does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to finish that.
Yeah.
So.
It's always been health, though. Health has always been the thing they use.
Always been health.
It controls society. So just if you ever question if we're getting dumber, we are. We're going backwards.
Well, it's not. Here's something else. It's not only health. It's your individual health, right? Or someone else affecting everybody else's health. It's not really about individual health. It's always under the guise of, hey, the Jews are going to affect all of your health.
Everything,
right?
Yeah.
right now it's, hey, the unvaccinated are going to affect the health of everybody. Well, hold on a second. Wait a second. How does my health affect you if you're vaccinated? Well, because I could still get it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess then the vaccine doesn't work. Well, but no, if I'm vaccinated, there's very little chance that I end up sick or in the hospital. Well, then you shouldn't care that I'm unvaccinated. But you have to get vaccinated. Why? Because I could get it.
We're a culture that picks sexual partners by swiping right on a phone.
Yes.
Think about that.
Yes.
Like, and all of a sudden we care about health?
Right.
Where have you been the last 20 years?
For crying out loud, Brian Stelter... I was trying to think. Brian Stelter?
Is it
Brian?
Henry?
Brian.
Brian Stelter.
Brian Stelter.
Who's the Stelter's orchestra?
Do you have a mental thing?
I just totally forgot. Yeah. The point is he licks a toilet seat to prepare for the show.
Absolutely. And by the way, listen, you don't assume.
I'm getting my Stelters mixed up.
You really are. It's hard. Don't assume that the Germans were any more likely to do this than any culture. Right?
Well, let's
they weren't.
Assume a little.
They're not. Yes. No. They weren't. They maybe were willing to go to war and start some stuff in Europe. They've done that several dozen times.
It screwed up.
But don't assume that. You've got to understand that if the government has its way in these situations, they will turn you into the person that you think is the worst person on the planet, and you won't even know it. German citizens didn't necessarily know it at the time.
That's a good point. You know what they say about assumptions? Mm. They make an ass out of you, and we must kill the Judens.
Oh, well, the last part.
I don't think
that's what they say.
Added.
It's not
preserving
right.
Our culture, people. Listen to Prime Minister Borkheim.
Mm. That is a handsome woman.
That is a handsome woman.
Boy.
Dapper.
Devilishly.
Ugh.
Devilishly.
If anybody could use a shower.
Dashing. So, police and health officials, and I want to get to the science here before we get to the CIA raping kids.
Sorry.
What?
I'm just laughing at the word dashing.
Oh, I think it's apt.
That grotesque woman.
Yes.
I'm grotesquely hot.
Yes.
Well, yes.
I meant
sick.
Hot.
Obviously, that's what you meant.
Yes.
Yeah. Health. It's for your health.
Disgustingly hot.
Healthy.
How dare you?
Fat hot.
Yes. Gag reflex inducingly.
Yeah.
Attractive.
Yes.
And beautiful. And brave.
Yes.
So politicians and health officials, they've been fear-mongering over the latest Omicron. And by the way, before we get to this, this is something right now, right? People are saying, well, we don't really know. Or at least they were saying it last week. Now the jig is up. People are like, okay, Omicron, not nearly as deadly. But I'm going to show you some clips as to how they tried to fearmonger to control you. However, I asked this question, I don't know what, three, four months ago, then another 2-3 months ago. Knowing what we know about viruses and seeing what we are seeing now with the Omicron variant, I keep wanting to say Omicron, but they always make it hard for you to
say. I always say Omnicorp.
Omnicorp, yeah.
Yeah, like RoboCop.
Yeah.
All I see is Omnicorp.
Going to be selling Nuke.
Yeah.
So with the Omicron variant, we now know that it is definitively less deadly is what we're seeing from all of these cases.
So far, right? Yes.
More communicable, less deadly. And I said before, that's the way viruses tend to mutate. Not always, but nearly always throughout history. And my question was, the Delta variant. I said, you know, we hear everyone talking about how much more transmissible this is, communicable this is, and I'm not at all denying that. I actually believe that emphatically that that is true. But I was saying, why have they stopped talking about it being more deadly? Meaning you're more likely to catch it, but on a pound-for-pound basis, are you less likely to die from it? The media just went silent. Those numbers don't really exist. If you go to the CDC, these are obfuscated. But let's just do a thought exercise. Mm. I believe the first one they now call the alpha variant, if I'm not mistaken. Alpha variant. Okay. We know that that had a certain percentage of, you know, how transmissible it was, okay, versus the mortality rate. We understood. We had those numbers. Now we're at the Omicron. We know that it's very, very transmissible, and all the cases thus far have been mild. I don't know that there's been a single death from the Omicron variant.
As of right now, we're not seeing any. So
certainly not in the United States. Look, I don't want to misspeak. Very, very few.
Yeah.
So we have that. We go, okay, we went from alpha to this. And it's less deadly. Well, there's that intermediate step, right? Just look at the evolution of man. That's the Australopithecus of the step. Why don't we have the details? How deadly was the Delta variant? Because that matters if we're talking about locking down a huge sector of society, if people who aren't in at-risk categories are at less risk than the first wave. All of that is relevant. And when people say follow the science, I say, I can't find it. All references are available at loudearthcutter.com. So, politicians, health officials, of course, have been trying to push fear on the Omicron variant. Yeah. Don't take my word for it.
A lot of whether or not we're headed into a bleak or bleaker winter is really going to depend upon what we do. And I think what you're seeing is just the manifestation of what we've been talking about, why it is so important for people to get vaccinated and for those who are fully vaccinated to get boosted.
We have missed the chance to be at a much higher level of vaccination across the country.
Is that the vacuum pusher between Bullwinkle cartoons?
For all those reasons of misinformation that people have heard, we've not done what we should have done to protect ourselves. If Omicron is one more wake-up call, then let's wake up.
That's the Pepperidge Farms guy.
If you are vaccinated,
Omicron,
but still worried about the new variant, get your booster. If you aren't vaccinated, get that shot. Go get that first shot.
He's saying booster. That's how they feed him. They put him in a booster seat and he eats his Cheerios with his face.
can't get him in.
I want to pause real quick. Is it just me or is Biden's, former Vice President Biden, it seems like his hair is thinning. Do we have a picture there, a screenshot of that?
Let me see.
Do we have a screenshot of that?
Pull that up.
Yeah, overlay C1. Can you bring it up? No, not that one. Not that one. That's a while ago. Let me see another one. Yeah, is his hair thinning? No. That's when he was a young man with a head full of hair. What you just saw in that video. Yeah, maybe it's just me.
Did you also notice that he's wearing a pinstripe suit and much larger than that? Like he's a bouncer, like a mafia hitman?
Yeah, or Gomez puppy. Adams.
I think that they're just putting like a suit and he sticks his head in it. Like
the background's
gee,
fake.
I wish I were back in the army.
Yeah, I think he's just putting his head through a circle.
Yes.
It's like a ripped cutout of the president. Yeah.
At SeaWorld when you put it in a submarine helmet.
Yeah.
Take a picture.
It did not look authentic at all.
No, it did not.
You mean former President Joe Biden doesn't look authentic?
He's really laying in bed.
So this,
they actually set it on him.
Yeah, on top of camera.
That's what was going on with his hair. His hair was fanning because he was back in bed.
The physics going on.
I actually, thanks, they got it to me here from Mission Control. No, Omicron is only causing mild illness and has resulted thus far in zero.
That's great.
Oh,
that's from Guardian, CNN. That is great. News. Here's some news.
Fantastic.
Careful. Hey, everyone out there who's really bought into this wholesale on the I keep wanting to say, now I'm saying Omicron, you son of a bitch.
Omnicorp.
I get my elders mixed up. Now I'm going to get my variants mixed up.
Think about this, though. If we call it Omnicorp, we can say anything we want because we're talking about Omnicorp.
That's absolutely true. Omicron. There we go. We'll split the difference.
All right. Omicron.
Watch, it's going to be pulled out of context. He couldn't even say the name of the disease, right?
Omicron.
Yeah, well, you mean, shut up.
We did it on purpose.
So,
it's called a joke.
Here's something that I want you to, by the way, I hope you have your mouth guard in for people who bought into this because this tin can I'm about to kick might hit you in the teeth. We don't have all of the vaccine data yet, but I started reading some stories and then put it together. It seems thus far that the vaccine has no effect with the Omicron variant. Is that the actual name now? No, I've forgotten.
No, yeah.
Omicron.
Omicron. I don't care.
Not Omni. Omicron. O-M-I.
Yeah, but I'm going to say Omicron.
I added the N.
So in the United States, let's look at this.
I hate both of you.
First case of Omicron variant.
Autobots.
First case in San Francisco. First United States case. First case.
Oh, wow.
Fully vaccinated.
Ooh.
Second case in California. Fully vaccinated.
Boom.
Other states where the first documented case of the Omicron variant were fully vaccinated: Colorado, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Utah, Nebraska, Connecticut, Wisconsin, Georgia, Minnesota. All of the first cases, fully vaccinated. Two out of three Maryland cases, fully vaccinated.
Wow.
Washington, Missouri, Louisiana's health departments, they don't keep track of all of these, but you know what? The HIPAA laws actually would allow for this information to be public. They've decided they don't want to. Kind of like the Pfizer documents will come out within the next 50 years. Why?
Right. It takes time to make copies. Yeah.
How did you ask? It's just kind of like when Joe Biden says, this bill isn't going to cost you a dime. $1.5 trillion. How'd you say to the exact letter? It's like the milk expiration date. We know $1.5 trillion doesn't cost us anything. How did Pfizer say, hey, we can't have these documents to you right now, but hold on a second. I think we can get it to you. Let me carry the one. 50 years. That's the best I can do.
Hope it's still relevant information.
So let's go abroad because we don't want to be nationalistic.
Right.
Japan. That's Japanese for Japan.
Yes, a little Japan.
of the three confirmed cases there, fully vaccinated. No vaccine data is available for the second confirmed case. The UK, more than half of the confirmed Omicron cases were double vaxxed.
Look, Israel, this is on you at this point.
Are you double vaxxed?
Israel, 11 cases.
He just got
They had 11 cases in Israel, 7 fully vaccinated. 6 of the patients even had received their booster shot, which also means in Israel, fully vaccinated.
Now it does.
Yeah, because you're not fully vaccinated until you have the third shot.
Well, yeah. Well, the fourth is coming out.
And this, that's exactly it. Now they're considering a fourth shot. So my point here is this. If you guys are now willing, We've been through this experiment so many times.
Yeah.
We had 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Okay. Then we turned out that's going to be 2 years, effectively, right? It's effectively been 2 years. I know not everyone's been in full lockdown if you're in New York, basically, unless you have a passport. Then it became, all right, masks, but no masks, and then masks. And then it became, okay, vaccines are encouraged. Then it became vaccine mandates. Now it's becoming vaccine passports. In Europe, they're actually basically eliminated unvaccinated people from the population at large. And we've gone through, okay, the first variant, then the Delta variant, which again, it's odd that we don't have the data there as far as the mortality rate, but we understand it's more transmissible. And now you have a huge portion of Americans who are still willing to give up their liberty for a variant that is significantly less lethal, that has had no deaths, and the significant majority, at least almost all of the first cases, and then they stop keeping track, a huge portion of these cases are fully vaccinated. So even if you give up your liberty at this point, it won't help you anyway. This shows you that it's not only not about health with those in power, it's about control, and it shows you that many Americans who are following at this point don't care about health. It's about a willingness to be controlled as long as it's the right people doing the controlling, because that's how they gain political power.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be a good thing, though, if we found out that Omicron was very transmissible but had mild symptoms, like they're talking about soreness and very, very, very mild stuff. Now, if something
comes out, natural immunity.
Exactly. It was just like, wouldn't you have Omicron parties at that point?
Yes.
Isn't that the time where you're like, hey, throw off all the restrictions, unvaccinated, you guys get the run of the place. Go get it.
Well, this is why I say, remember we had the first variant? And then it was replaced, I think it was 98%, right, were Delta variant by a certain point. I read numbers as low as 94, and I read numbers as high as 99.
Yeah.
References available at loudofcutter.com. Let's take a middle, let's say 96%. Basically, the original variant was replaced with the Delta variant, which effectively killed out the original variant. Most people getting the Delta variant.
Alpha.
Now, if this is the main variant, this is exactly what you would hope. If you could write out Jurassic Park, the best case scenario, right? Yeah. The best case scenario for some kind of a post-apocalyptic film, you would fast forward time lapse 6 months, and then the virus mutated to a point where it didn't kill anybody and gave you the sniffles. Fantastic. Problem solved.
Barely even turned into a zombie.
This is how you solve World War Z. This is like, okay, nobody's turning into zombies anymore. You just got a runny nose.
By the end of it, the guy just has a little bit of foam in his mouth. You dab it like it's Joe Biden, you know, at the dinner table.
Yeah. 28 days later, everything's good.
Yeah. And then he put him on a leash.
Yep.
Oh, hey.
More of a harness.
Yeah, what was it? He spiked to the ground in that movie.
In World War Z?
No.
No.
28 days later.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. That was a rough one. Okay. Now we have to get to something
a little bit. Sorry, that's the part I understood. This is
the point is this. You couldn't pray for something better than a variant that would replace previous variants because it's more transmissible.
Right.
Yes,
and significantly less lethal. Not even significantly less lethal. Just, it's overall less unpleasant.
Yeah, it's almost like herd immunity getting something to go
away. No. Almost like, remember when I tried to ask that question and you accused me of asking a second question to a certain political figure, which didn't happen?
Senator Rand Paul,
your fact check not true.
Yes.
By the way,
you know how many people asked me this question? About. What question did you have for Rand Paul?
I know.
That was last week on my show. I said, you mean the one that was ruined for me? I'll tell you.
You just didn't have the balls to ask it after my brilliant question.
Oh, is that right?
What was your point there? Were you about to make a point?
No, I was just...
The point is now it's easier than ever to reach herd immunity, so go out and lick some telephone poles.
Yes.
Stick! Stick! So,
this man has no dick.
Ouch! Well, that's a perfect segue, because now we're going to get into the CIA.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
This is so evil, I want to be clear. If you do have kids watching, and I know that a lot of you do, you know, we always try and keep the show like a strong it's a PG-13. I like the realm of suggestion. You know, listen, all of us are flawed, but this is a rough topic because it involves the raping of children, and it's happening at the highest levels of government. So I would advocate that you not have young people if you haven't had that talk with them yet. You know, it's the birds and the bees. Well, now it's the birds, I guess, the fuzz and the bees.
I don't know.
The birds and the popos.
I am.
So last week, BuzzFeed, and kudos to them for doing actual journalism.
Wow.
They took a break from giant obese fat chicks painting with their asses and menstrual blood to do actual journal and cat lists to do actual journalism. And I appreciate this through a Freedom of Information request. They revealed over the past 14 years that at least, and these are just the ones that are undeniable from the CIA and their internal investigation, 10 CIA contractors and employees committed sex crimes involving children. We have this available, the whole report. I think it's 75 pages, or maybe it's 100-something pages. There's a lot of legalese in there, so you can read the summary at loudearthcrater.com. The allegations in this report are disgusting.
Yes, read 100 pages of sexual abuse and sleep tight.
Well, a lot of it is them saying, well, there was sexual abuse, but, and then couching it. Be like, but this is the best we can do.
It's just so gross and
so
sad.
One person had sexual contact with a 2-year-old and 6-year-old. This is the CIA.
Burn them.
One purchased 3 sexual abuse videos of young girls filmed by their mothers. Another viewed more than 1,400 kiddie pornography images while on assignment. Here's the thing. Okay. Well, the most offensive part is the child sex crimes.
Yeah.
But also the idiocy. They didn't even use a VPN while they were on CIA computers?
Think about that. CIA.
That must mean there is such a lack of fearing any sort of accountability. For crying out loud. While on assignment. 1,400? You must have not been doing any job.
Well, even if you had to look at it to make sure you knew what it was, don't you just need to look at one?
Right.
You're like, I better check the other 1,399 just to be safe.
Yes, I better check the other 1,300 labeled tax things.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness.
And the guy with the 6-year-old?
Disgusting.
Twice.
Yeah, twice.
Twice with the 6-year-old.
So out of the, and here's the scariest part. Out of the 10 instances that are described in the report, only one person was ever charged with anything.
Wow. Yeah.
With anything. Comment below. Do you guys know this story? This should be catnip for the media, right? Think about it. You've got this lewd behavior. You've got corruption at the highest levels of government, right? Aaron Brockovich, something about fake tits and tap water.
Yeah.
This, the CIA, raping children and sexually assaulting children, and they're not being prosecuted? Where are you? Where are you?
Well, don't worry, Stephen. I think a few of them were fired.
Yeah, well, the rest that's the thing. The rest of the cases, they were sent back to the CIA to handle them internally, whatever the hell that means.
What?
Yeah.
And according to the insiders, the CIA resists criminal prosecution because this is a quote from one of the CIA lawyers saying, "We can't have these people testify. They may inadvertently be forced to disclose sources and methods." Well, if that's the issue, maybe you shouldn't keep hiring sex offenders. Yep. Here's my point here. Look, think about this for a second. People will say, "Well, look, you're just you're just trying to be lewd here. You're trying to be lascivious, insidious, outrageous." But the point is, yes, there's pedophilia everywhere. Sure, there are sick people everywhere. However, they aren't completely immune from prosecution. Consequences everywhere. Yeah. This right now, think about this for a second. Someone who's looking up 1,400 images of child pornography while on assignment. Let me ask you this. You think they just woke up, head off the pillow, and said, "I finally got my dream job at the CIA. I'm finally going to allow myself that kiddie porn. Treat yourself." Or do you think that they were likely doing this their whole life because these people are sick, who are incapable of being rehabilitated? Look at the recidivism rate of pedophiles. Yeah. It's disgusting. Yeah. It is just a sickness that puts everyone else in danger. Not like the unvaccinated. Pedophiles actually put other people in danger. So, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Do you think that it's more likely these people were engaging in this activity before and the Central Intelligence Agency didn't spot any red flags? So what does that tell you? That tells you that either the CIA is so incompetent that they couldn't spot maybe some disturbing behavior with people who were looking up thousands of child pornography images, paying for child pornography on CIA computers or devices. I don't want to be misquoted there. I don't know if they were using an iPhone, iPad, or desktop, just to be clear. So they are so incompetent that they serve no purpose, or they knew it and they recruited them anyway and protected them anyway until they got caught. Either way, we're at the point where the CIA serves no functional purpose. Again, the punishment needs to be commensurate with the level of helplessness of the victim. I don't think that there's any more, I guess, sort of highlight, more easily viewable, easily on display, grotesquely so, a differential in power than between a child and a sexual predator. I think you don't just bury those people beneath the railroad tracks. I think you make sure these people die and you test the lineage of the rest of them to make sure it hasn't infected the gene pool, just to be clear.
Yeah.
That being said, this is an advertisement. Hey, if you're a pedophile, if you're a child rapist, come on, work for the CIA, because Well, you'll probably make it through our screening, and then if you do engage in any sex acts while you're here, we'll make sure to cover it up because we don't want our sources to be revealed. If that's the case, then they also serve no useful purpose. This is an example. What do you do when the people in power who are supposed to prosecute the crimes are the ones committing the crimes? The worst kind of crimes imaginable.
Yeah. I have a quick question. So the CIA is basically saying that people can't testify because they may inadvertently kind of disclose methods and procedures, yeah. Right? Okay. What do you do with spies?
Eric Swalwell bangs them.
Are you basically just telling me that you can't do anything with spies either because they may inadvertently, if they have to testify in a court, if they have to defend themselves, say, hey, I'm not a spy for some foreign agency and I've infiltrated the CIA. Yeah. Are you saying that you just fire those guys as well? Is that what happens? I'm pretty sure that's not. You found a way, find a way here.
Yes. Find a way.
Well, they're changing the CIA acronym to Children's Irresistible Asses.
Yes. Oh,
so I think it's fine now.
That was a reach, but I'll allow it.
Yeah, they're opening it up.
I think you know that was a reach, but I will allow it.
Thank you. I played it in my head if I should
say
it or not.
I respect. I think we know that was a reach to include, but it works.
Yes.
It is more descriptive right now.
And by the way, this debauchery, this degeneracy, doesn't just stop at the CIA, to be clear. This is one thing. I will thank President Donald Trump for this. I absolutely was not as aware of the evil that exists in all of our intelligence agencies. The FBI, the CIA, the DEA, DOJ. I wasn't aware how pervasive it was. And I do think that Donald Trump really did shine a light. And you know what?
Yeah.
JFK also tried to do that, to his credit.
Yep.
You know, I know that he had jaundice and he was banging everybody and all of them were running a train on Marilyn Monroe, Ted.
How did the CIA handle that one?
Yeah.
As well as they handled
MLK.
Lone gunman. Totally one guy.
I have a dream. Keep your eyes on that man in the glasses and that top hat. That man looks suspicious.
He got me.
Oh, I'm seeing a flash.
Seems like a good day to stand on a balcony across from that guy who's looking at me with a gun.
Yep.
There he is.
No, wait. It's just binoculars. He's dressed like Mr. Cobblepot. So the debauchery isn't just happening at the CIA.
Yeah.
I wish I could bring you good news. Pentagon security official Daniel Payne said that workers... computers, when they were examined, this is what he said: the amount of child porn I see is just unbelievable. I'd like something more quantifiable than unbelievable.
Yeah,
because to me, like, I don't know, like 1400 is already unbelievable. Does he mean like, to me, one image of child porn
yes
on a Pentagon computer, I'd be like, can you believe this?
I would like to change the quote. The amount of child porn convictions that we have seen in this agency is unbelievable.
Yeah.
That would be better.
Good point.
Yes. I think when they started selling the pinup calendar is when it really became an issue.
Yes.
Well, you know.
I'm sorry. I have to make this lighthearted because I'm furious.
For crying out loud, more of these CIA officials would have gone to prison if they showed up to that cock block Chris Hansen's house.
Yes. Well, Dave, they have
How do you know they didn't? It's just the same guy with like an earpiece and a suit.
Showing up in Ray-Bans.
Yeah.
That's his out. He walks in and is like, hey, have a seat over there for a second. Wait a second. I've got to take this. And he just walks out and gets tackled by the real cops. Yeah.
He's trying to use the Men in Black flasher on him. And he's like, that's not a thing.
You're just hurting my eyes. Stop it. Ow.
He's like, hey, is that a bag of Subway?
Oh.
No.
Hmm.
So,
my good friend gave this to me for free.
We were just going to talk.
A 2009 ICE report revealed several Pentagon staff were subscribed to child pornography sites. This is what we have all the references available. First off, it's one thing to be a degenerate who abuses children, in which case you deserve to die. It's another thing to have, looked at a couple of images, right? And in which case you deserve to be locked up. It's entirely another to be paying and subscribing for pornography at a job involved with our highest national security offices, which from what I'm seeing, the only way they could have found it is if they did it on the company computers.
Yeah.
Wow.
At work.
Unbelievable.
Are all pedophiles retarded?
Yes.
I think that is the lesson.
I don't know. It's not the worst part, but it is a layer how dumb these pedophiles are.
That's insulting to people that are retarded.
Yeah, that's true.
They're a lower form than that.
Okay.
That is a fair point.
I retract that statement.
Yeah.
I'm kind of retarded.
Matter of fact, I would like to send out gangs of retarded people to lynch pedophiles.
Well,
that'd be good.
You know,
send them out. Be good. Like, you know. You're sick.
Oh, this is.
I don't know. Does anyone else? Can we hire? Can we hire anyone? Can we hire people? You know, people who maybe have difficult time finding employment in the modern world. And that's okay. I'm digging my hole here. But my point is this: comment below.
Ex-cons.
What do we do? What do we do? And let me ask you this: on a personal level, do any of you disagree with the fact that child rapists deserve the death penalty? I used to be not really pro death penalty. Yeah. I'm super pro death penalty now.
Oh, you don't even have to pay me. I'll kill him.
Yeah. Well, just what he means is he's a comedian.
Theoretical.
He's joking.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No. Like,
don't talk about our Saturday plans.
Hypothetically, nope. If you were like, this guy touched a kid, I would hypothetically shoot him in the face without feeling remorse.
Yes.
Dave's
yes.
like, can you fit a body in this trunk? I just bought I'm trying to buy a new car here. And,
right.
You know, I need to make sure it's got the, you know, for...
I would hypothetically have my popcorn ready for these people to be strung and quartered.
Yes. I need a DeVille.
Yes. 2012 report confirmed two national reconnaissance officers admitted to child molestation and viewing child pornography. Let's not forget that Jeffrey Epstein himself, the trial's going on. You would think that the media would be covering that a little bit more, that he was cozy with the CIA. Right here I have South Florida, a U.S. attorney for South Florida, Alexander Acosta, said, I was told that Epstein belonged to intelligence and to leave it alone. Mm. And one of his bodyguards claimed that Epstein sent him to the CIA headquarters saying, I didn't know why I was there, but Epstein told me that they would, quote, take care of me. So I don't know what you do. What do you do when people say, oh, there's mistrust in institutions? Okay. Let's take the idea that there are people who, you know, mistrust the most free, fair, and safe elections of all time, right? And you get furious and you say, oh, look at these people. They become unruly when they don't trust our institutions. Okay. And I understand that's a pretty big deal if people feel like their votes don't count or they were taken away from them.
Yeah.
Are you going to blame the people for mistrusting institutions here at the CIA and our national intelligence agencies when we have them going completely unprosecuted for child sex crimes? Are you more mad about people not trusting the institutions, or are you furious with the institutions for allowing this to go on for decades unfettered? I just want to know, do you blame the American people because you're completely incapable of seeing those in the swamp, in the political and media elite covering this up? This isn't about some guy having a sex dungeon in a pizza parlor. This is about an internal investigation revealing what has been a long-standing pattern of behavior of child sexual assault and a long-standing precedent of no charges, no convictions.
Yeah. Well, too, BuzzFeed actually said they started filing these Freedom of Information requests in, I think, 2010 or 11. It's been a 10-year process to get this information out. It's like, you just hide it for a decade until the people who are responsible are gone. And then it's like, oh, yeah, these things went on, but we're the new people here, and we'll make sure we make
trust
corrections.
Us.
The old people are gone. Don't worry about them. I mean, we wrote a note in that one guy's file so that he'd have a hard time getting a job next time, you know, for screwing kids.
Matter of fact, I can find his file right here. Oop, nope, that's just child porn. Hold on. I can find it.
Let me close that tab.
Child porn. Yeah. Hold on. It's just, well, you know what? I'll email the file to you.
Research. It was research.
10 years, or as they call it, elderly.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yes.
Aged out.
Over the hump.
Yeah.
To be fair, we probably should have seen this coming, given a lot of people don't know, it's the super inclusive Humans of CIA ad. From a recruiting ad for the CIA just a few months ago. Yeah.
I am a grown man, a cisgender Caucasian millennial. I have irritable bowel syndrome. I also think I suffer from micropenis deformation. But when I tried to show my doctor, he said, I'm a pediatrician. Who let you in here? So I showed everybody in the waiting room and was beaten within an inch of my life. I am a self-diagnosed minor attracted person. Is that a clinical term? Well, at the Central Intelligence Agency, it doesn't matter. At the CIA, I am free to unapologetically be myself. And you can be too. Join the fight and see your local recruiter today. Oh, hey kid, I have some puppies in my van.
Only the best and brightest.
Yeah, well, a very effective ad for them, apparently.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm surprised that people didn't know.
This is, what is he doing? Even Joe Lewis doesn't like this. You see this? He just jerked that blanket off. Yeah, he was not, like, yeah. Stop talking about pedophiles. All right, we'll move on.
I'd rather smell my own butt than watch this.
Yeah. By the way, hey guys, look, what do I want them to do? I want them to smash that like button. And if we are not available here because of disclosing CIA pedophile relations, watch us on Rumble.
Smash it the way a CIA agent would. Hey, I didn't finish it.
That's okay. Well, he did.
No.
You and your Omnicore crap.
Omnicore.
Omnicore.
You and your FCC sweater vest bullshit.
Omnicore virus.
Get him. He's the pusher.
Well, Gerald ruined that.
You know what?
Oh.
You know what?
I'm kidding. I love you.
This is actually going to be a perfect segue. We're about to go to Mug Club only because there's no way we could ever play game Gay or Slay.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who don't know what this game is, it's actually, here's a clip. What is it? Tokunawan of Noriega?
Yeah.
Nori
is his rap name. His name is like Noriega.
Okay. Nori, he was explaining too that in the rap game, that.
As you know.
As in Capone and Noriega?
As you well know, that he says that a lot of people at the top either have to do some gay stuff or some satanic stuff. And we cannot confirm nor deny, though we can confirm or deny some sources that we'll be talking about in just a second. But here's him saying this.
When you platinum and you're getting $50,000 a show, I've been there. There's a door that you could walk in. I'm not sure if it's homo or if it's Illuminati. I just didn't take that though. I went straight.
What do you mean?
When you get to a level of success, when you're getting 30, 40, 50,000 a show, you platinum, you're running across the world. There's three different doors, right? There's three different ways to walk. There's to the left. There's to the right. And then there's straight. Straight is you're on your own. Let's see if you continue this success, young man.
Okay.
Let's see if it's all about your skills, young man. Let's really see that. Okay. You went straight. To the right, I'm not sure if that's the homo shit right there. And then there's to the left, I'm not sure if there's some sacrifice shit going on right there. I'm not sure because I went straight.
The one thing I want to know is who's the designer for his home, because Noriega seems to think that all doors are triangles.
Part of that Illuminati shit.
Triangle doors. All right, we're going to play Gay or Slay. YouTube, we can't do this here, so you can piss off.